It's Monday morning on the north end of the Roaring Fork Valley in Glenwood Springs. One could hardly describe it as a normal day, with plumes of smoke rising from above Glenwood Canyon to the east and more smoke trailing in from the west. But at least temporarily, some semblance of normalcy has returned to the valley, with I-70 opening up to traffic early in the morning. By nightfall, it will be closed again, but for the moment, some traffic is making its way through Glenwood Canyon. That's where I'll be going, but unlike people in the other vehicles on the highway, I don't come out on the other side of the canyon because a few fellow reporters and I are on our way to active firefighting operations on Bear Ranch, along with our guide, Wayne Patterson, a public information officer for the Federal Incident Management Team in charge of the Grizzly Creek Fire.
The areas that are still had really active fire in them yesterday were up towards the top of Grizzly Creek and the top of No Name. The fire actually came out of the top of No Name onto what they're calling the Silver Cabin area, up there by Silver Cabin and Brown Cabin. And then the area that we're going to, Bear Ranch, has been really active. It stayed really active late into the evening yesterday.
We're lucky to have Patterson as our assigned PIO for the day, as he offers an interesting perspective to firefighting, having served as a hotshot in the late 70s. As we drive up a fairly steep mountain road in Bear Ranch, Patterson chats about some of his own firefighting experience, noting that he's served in more ways than one.
My worst one as a human resource specialist was in California. My worst one as a hotshot was in California. Those are ones that just so easy to get into trouble down there.
He'll share more relevant perspectives over the course of the day as we observe the next generation of wildland firefighters, divided into hotshot crews, drone operators, logistical support, safety managers, and even more public information officers, all working together to fight the Grizzly Creek fire. No matter how you look at it, operations on these kinds of fires are a massive undertaking. But crews on scene are no stranger to the unique rigors of the job.
Everybody knows their roles and responsibilities, and if you do them correctly, it allows for us to operate effectively. So
that's Kelly Boyd, leader of the Uniweep Wildland Fire Module out of Grand Junction.
A good ICS system is a good operation, and it allows you to expand and contract as needed. So over the course of the month, you'll see an influx of people, and then you might see a decrease, but the ICS, the Incident Command System, is always there.
We're speaking to Boyd on the top of a ridge with a wide view. Glenwood Canyon sits to the south, and to the north of our location, active burnout or firing operations are taking place. Kelly Boyd's role in the operations sounds almost like science fiction. He's piloting an unmanned aircraft system, commonly referred to as a drone.
You know, this allows us to get in steep, rocky terrain really efficiently. So it's a low risk, cost efficient way to get fire, establish fire in a way that we can protect the timber.
This particular UAS drops incendiary devices called Dragon Balls onto precise locations. The devices exist for a single purpose, to fight fire with fire.
Fire doesn't always burn in a way that's going to be effective for the ecosystem and for the firefighters to control. So we'll get what we'll call fingers or a leg that kind of grows a little farther out than what we want. And so laying some fire down, and we use a term called squaring it up, we like straight lines, allows for us to attack better and be more defensive and more proactive, as keeping it in a box as opposed to a fingery mat.
While Boyd is from the surrounding area, he's just one of over 800 personnel from all over the country actively fighting the fire. That includes one of the key leaders, John Kennedy, Operations Section Chief. He explains what the major priorities have been for this portion of the fire.
And we still have a structure throughout. There's some more cabins out to the southeast here. And then over the ridge system here into the Spring Valley Ranch, structures everywhere, infrastructure. We have a major substation over there that supplies Glenwood, Spring Valley. It goes all the way out to Leadville, Colorado.
On a national level, the Grizzly Creek fire quickly reached the highest priority in the nation for federal resources. Kennedy explains why.
It was a high complexity fire because of the communities and the terrain and the burning conditions and everything else. So yeah, it was elevated really quick. You know, the sooner you can get in a high complexity incident, a type one team, a national team, the better.
That priority elevation is nothing to balk at, with the sheer number of fires burning around the country, stretching local and federal resources thin.
Yesterday, there were 2,279 outstanding orders for single resource people, like John and I, the people that come out alone, not as part of a crew or an engine.
Yeah.
Even though hotshot crews and other personnel come from all over, Kennedy says they all take a personal stake in their work.
Every firefighter out there treats it like it's their own. It's their family, it's their house, it's their property, it's their livelihood. So, you know, and that leads to the ownership. You know, they own that piece of ground and they want to do the best thing they can do for these people. So it's a very positive experience out here.
For KDNK News, I'm Lucas Turner.